This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
All right. Check them out at Franklin Armory. I talked to them today. They'll be joining us tomorrow night. Jay Jacobson from Franklin Armory. That's tomorrow night. But tonight, we're going to kick it off with the guys from Marvelous Quarrel, Stephen D'Andrelli and Roger Katz. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill. Good evening.
I have the busy throat again, so if it seems like I'm not talking, that's because, well, I'm trying not to talk. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Bill, as I think back on the issue, the Obelisk Quarrel has been addressing the need for national concealed handgun carry reciprocity going back to 2015. It all started with our Road Trip with a Gun series. Interestingly, we had a real person that we used to experience the difficulties he had to go through in order to get licensed in New York City to carry his handgun, and then to travel throughout the New England states and southern states where he owned property and had business needs, and he needed to carry a gun for self-defense. And that points to the need for national carry. And that was then. But over the past week alone, we have published 4 articles on the Obelisk Quarrel advocating for passage of the House-approved bill number 11538. And I'm not blowing any bugles here. I don't want your listeners to think that, oh, the Obelisk Quarrel is looking for any accolades. We're not. But I'm going to make a point. And I'm going to do it pretty soon. I just want to lay out a little information. We reached out to numerous pro-Second Amendment groups and organizations over the past week alone, radio included, like yourself, respected news sources, and social media. We even wrote a personal letter to Vice President Pence. Ammo Land, Shooting Sports News, The Truth About Guns, Lock and Load Radio, and other fine organizations have joined us in our grassroots efforts to keep the word out there and even expand that word to as many law-abiding gun owners as possible. In our articles and in our conversations on your program and in our written word, and with Ammo Land and Truth About Guns and other organizations, we provided a lot of information on the subject, and we gave direct telephone numbers to call elected officials, especially Senators McConnell and Grassley, as well as the president. We even provided a brief but clear message for callers to say for their convenience. If you want my vote, we want you to vote on the National Concealed Handgun Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 now. Our efforts haven't gone in vain. And to my surprise, we have been getting a tremendous amount of positive responses with thousands of Facebook shares and comments to our articles on Obelisk, on Animal Land, on The Truth About Guns, and from Lock and Load Radio. And we'll be continuing our efforts until the very end, December 14th, a week and a half from now. With that said, we'd like to address some of the concerns we've received from our readers about national carry legislation, concerns that we respect, concerns and reservations that many law-abiding gun owners out there, many of which are your listeners tonight, have concerning government regulation of our fundamental rights. We have addressed them briefly in our articles, and the most recent one published yesterday. And Roger would like to explain how the Necessary and Proper Clause, the Supremacy Clause, and the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution ties in with the concept of national carry. So with your permission, we'd like to talk about those subjects to start and see where it goes from there.
Okay, well, we got about 3 minutes left in this segment, so if you want to set the stage for the next one, where we're going with that, please do.
Roger, it's all yours.
All right, I guess I'll take over now. Yeah, the vast majority of readers that commented have indicated that, yes, we do need national handgun carry reciprocity. We had talked about it actually going back about 3 years. And it's really remarkable that it did pass the House. Maybe I shouldn't say it was remarkable. It would be expected. But then it went to the Senate, and it just lay there dormant for almost a solid year. And so we're doing everything in our part to get people mobilized. And it's not just a few dozen people. We need really millions of people to really flood the Senate phones and make it clear that this is an important thing. Nonetheless, there are a few people that are very concerned about having this federal law at all. And I have to admit that I myself, when I first spoke with Stephen about this a couple of years ago, and he was really all for it, even before we saw a substantial effort by the House to actually get this thing passed. And I myself said that I was somewhat leery about having the federal government involved in this thing, because it would, even if it was a positive for Second Amendment rights, it would seem to suggest that the federal government is creating the right, whereas the right actually exists in the people themselves, as is clear from the Bill of Rights. And a few individuals did refer to the Supremacy Clause, the Necessary and Proper Clause. I looked also at the Privileges and Immunities and at the Commerce Clause. And I know we're running close to the break right now, but I want to talk about what those clauses mean and how, if any, impact they would have on a national legislation.
Okay, well, we got about 35 seconds left, so let's kick off the next segment with that, if we can. Arbalest Quarrel, they have their own website, arbalestquarrel.com. And we haven't talked about this in a while, but when we get back, I'm also going to get them to remind you what an arbalest quarrel is, just so you'll know. Also, featured writers at Ammo Land, and now at The Truth About Guns as well, and featured guests here with me on Wednesday as we continue to press where we can for the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spice Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10%
10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to the guys from Arbor's Quarrel. And before we go into the breakdown of the terms that Roger wants to discuss, it's been a while since I asked that, but would you remind everybody why you call? What is an arbalist quarrel?
You know, Roger, let me begin and then you lead off on ending it. Because it's interesting, Bill, that you mentioned that. Our other partner had some hesitancy about it, but Roger and I are actually history teachers and history buffs, and we insisted and prevailed. An obelisk is a medieval crossbow. And during the medieval ages, the crossbow was the most sophisticated and most powerful weapon at the time. It could actually project a bolt through a knight's armor. And Roger, a quarrel could be two things, right?
Yes, it's a play on words. The quarrel obviously is known as a debate or actually an argument. And as used in the Middle Ages, the bolt was not really called an arrow. We used the word bolt, or we would use the word quarrel. And quarrel was basically applied to the ammunition of the crossbow, whereas just a arrow would be referred to as ammunition for a longbow.
And so this most sophisticated weapon at the time, which could penetrate the knight's armor, and the knight protected the king, and who was the king? We know where we're going with this. We decided to look up Leonardo da Vinci's sketches, and we found out that he created an obelisk the size of a tractor trailer truck. Huge, huge artillery weapon. And we liked it, and instead of using a deadly instrument as our way of presenting this image, we created the pen. And if you look at our logo, you see an obelisk figure image with a pen, and it's the pen that's mightier than the sword. And there it is, Bill, the obelisk quarrel.
Yeah, it had been a while since I asked that, so I just thought I would ask that. So we have about 5 minutes here, Roger, if you would. So kick it off and tell me about the things that you were concerned with.
Yes. So looking at the various clauses, as individuals were saying, well, look, the supremacy clause, necessary and proper clause, they didn't refer to the commerce clause or privileges and immunities, but they said that this would preclude the federal government from legally legislating in the area of firearms at all. Well, obviously, the government has been doing that for some time. We have hundreds of laws on the book, federal, state, local ordinances. So it's pretty clear that if in fact all these laws, federal and state and rules and codes and regulations are patently illegal, you would think that there would be some Supreme Court pushback. But the Supreme Court has pretty much made clear, and definitely many of the liberal lower courts, that it's within the power of the states, the police powers to regulate firearms. I do want to point out, and I might have mentioned it in passing in the last show, that John Paul Stevens, the retired associate justice, is writing a new book, basically his memoirs about his time in the Supreme Court, and he was very vocal about his pronouncements in his previous book about how he is adamant against the Second Amendment, would prefer to do away with it altogether. And but he had mentioned something that was interesting in the New York Times editorial, and basically he said that Justice Scalia, when he was drafting the as a majority opinion, he had to make it very clear that he had no objection to the regulation of firearms per se. And he did that in order to get Kennedy and Roberts on board, who tend to be moderates and would just as easily have sided with the liberal wing of the court on that respect. And I go back to what I find very interesting, and I will get into this other notions of these clauses in the articles, but I want to point this out because it's so important. The last paragraph of Heller, we have Scalia writing, "We are aware of the problem of handgun violence in this country, and we take seriously the concerns raised by the many friends of the court who believe that prohibition of handgun ownership is a solution. The Constitution leaves the District of Columbia a variety of tools for combating that problem." That's basically his plug to get Kennedy and Roberts to go along with him on this thing, including measures regulating handguns. But he said the enshrinement of constitutional rights necessarily takes certain policy choices off the table. These include the absolute prohibition of handguns held and used for self-defense. Undoubtedly, some think of the Second Amendment as outmoded in a society where a standing army is the pride of our nation, where well-trained police forces provide personal security, and where gun violence is a serious problem. That is perhaps debatable, but what is not debatable, that it is not the role of this court to pronounce the Second Amendment extinct. And of course, that's precisely what the liberal wing of the court wants to do. It's something that Roberts and Kennedy would definitely be able to live with, and it's something that we see in so many cities, primarily urban centers, various states like California, Hawaii, those on the East Coast like New York and New Jersey, all arguing that for the sake of public safety, people don't need firearms and shouldn't have them.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. We are on our way into the break. When we get back, I got a couple of questions for you. Arbalest Quarrel, find them at arbalestquarrel.com. They've got articles popping up all the time at Amaland and The Truth About Guns as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
He was born with just two settings, full throttle, then sleep. To us, he was close to perfect, but not totally perfect. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor.
A few of the more humorous things as George W. Bush eulogized his father, George H.W. Bush. W, though, did end on a serious note.
And in our grief, by the smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church until 6 a.m. local time Thursday. USA Gymnastics is asking bankruptcy court for protection from its creditors in the wake of a sexual abuse scandal. Team doctor Larry Nassar was convicted earlier this year of sexual misconduct, and there are more than 100 lawsuits filed already against the governing body. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Arbalest Quarrel. I'm curious, Roger, you said something about Roberts would support prohibition. Are you implying he would support prohibition of handguns if that was what was brought in front of him?
Well, again, it has to do with the way that the opinion was drafted. I would tend to think that Roberts is not a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. All we have to do really is consider the cases that have come up before the court in the last few years, the Friedman case, the Peruta case in California, what else? There was the city and county of San Francisco case. Any one of those could have garnered a fourth vote. And I have to believe that Alito, who drafted the opinion in McDonald, would have voted to hear cases that actually were an affront, were inconsistent with Heller. And certainly Thomas, having written a caustic dissent, which is pretty rare when cases are not taken up, and Scalia joined him on that.
All they needed was a vote from either Kennedy or Roberts to hear those cases. And so if either one of those individuals were really strong supporters of the Second Amendment, and as those particular Circuit Court of Appeals cases were decidedly inconsistent with the Heller and McDonald cases, you would have thought that a fourth vote would have come up. So it's basically not from anything he said, but it's basically from what he's not done that would suggest that, it would suggest that we would need and hopefully would get before 2020 an opportunity for President Trump to make one more nomination to the Supreme Court. And once we have that, someone like Gorsuch or Kavanaugh, then I think that we'll be in pretty good shape. But it will be interesting to see if the court does take up this New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case. It is sitting up there, and fairly soon, I would think, we will find out one way or another. And if the case is taken up, it would be my guess that the fourth vote would have been Kavanaugh, voting with Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch to hear the case.
So, back to now we were talking about the there was a couple of other things. We got about 5 minutes here. So what was the other thing that was concerning you?
Yeah, well, when we talk about the federal government, Congress in particular, what are the clauses that would preclude them from legislating in this area? And by the way, if they can't legislate for a national concealed carry, then they should not be able to legislate to ban so-called assault weapons either. But anyway, several readers refer to the Supremacy Clause. This is Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution, which states in part, "This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land." Now, when individuals refer to that, they seem to take that as being referring to the Bill of Rights. Well, the Bill of Rights is part of the Constitution. It is the supreme law of the land. But the point is that the clause is giving the Congress a specific authority to do something, not to refrain from doing something. So it's not saying that the Congress is refrained from dealing with fundamental rights. It's essentially a preemption statute. It's basically saying that the laws that the Congress enacts preempt those of actually the state, unless it's something that's specifically provided for by the state that they have exclusive right to regulate. And, of course, the laws of the Congress would also preempt international law, which is kind of interesting because you've got people like Breyer who would argue that in the opinions of the Supreme Court, they should take into account international law when rendering some of their decisions. And that's absolutely inconsistent with the Supremacy Clause. But it really is a limitation. It's not an assertion, really, of the sanctity of the Bill of Rights, but it's basically saying that the those areas that Congress can act in and the Constitution itself are supreme. They are the law of the land and take precedence to no other law. But it's not really saying that it's telling the Congress about what they can or can't do with the Bill of Rights. Basically, it would tend to say that the Bill of Rights is on equal footing with the Constitution, the Articles, and it actually, in one respect, it is supreme. The Bill of Rights is part of the Constitution, take precedent over statutes. So it may be that the readers are referring to the Bill of Rights and the Supremacy Clause in that respect, that Congress should not and cannot act in that area. But the fact is that they do. And that raises the issue, well, you know, what do you tell a person when they say, look, all these laws that we have, state laws, federal law, local ordinances, they're all patently illegal. So what are you going to do? You're going to carry a gun and get arrested for not having a license, let's say, to carry a gun in New York or to travel across state lines where there is no state reciprocity and then argue, well, all these laws are null and void. It would be patently ridiculous. And so you have to deal with the reality of the matter. But there are other clauses that we should take a look at. The necessary and proper clause and the timeless clause. Do we have a few minutes?
We have about 25 seconds. So you're going to have to perfect. Hey, you're picking up the time there, Roger. I knew I knew you'd eventually get there, you media maven, you. You hang on for me?
Sure.
Arbalest Quarrel, you can find it at arbalestquarrel.com. Featured writers at amoland.com. And now featured writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. Hammering on national reciprocity till there is nothing left to beat on with the hammer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. You'll be hearing from Jay Jacobson tomorrow in this hour. franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as we take one more shot at national reciprocity. Roger, were you finished? Were you about to tell me something that you didn't have time to tell me? What was the deal with that?
Well, I just wanted to go into the necessary and proper clause.
Okay.
Because this was another clause that some readers had referred to that might indicate a limitation on the power of the federal government to actually pass a law on anything doing with the Second Amendment, including, of course, the national handgun carry reciprocity measure. At any rate, we have Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18 of the Constitution, which says to make the power of Congress to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers and all other powers vested by this Constitution and the government of the United States. That's the last clause, really, or last paragraph, the last few sentences of that Section 8, which talks about congressional power to borrow money, to regulate commerce, to establish a uniform rule of naturalization, to even promote the progress of science and the arts, to provide and maintain a navy and an army, on and on and on. But it doesn't say anything, of course, about dealing with congressional authority, if it were to exist, to regulate the Bill of Rights, because it cannot do that. Basically, what that means is that the Congress has the authority to do what's necessary and proper to effectuate the powers it does have, and that does not involve regulating or attempting to regulate the Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment. So anything involving fundamentally liberated power rights would appear from the Necessary and Proper Clause to actually be a limitation. And that raises the issue then of the Commerce Clause. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 of the Constitution sets forth the power of Congress to regulate commerce with the foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. In this case, it would appear that since if we talk about the so-called dormant clause of the Commerce Clause, the regulation of the power of Congress to regulate instrumentalities and products that go across state lines, that would seem to fall within the purview of Congress, because its power to regulate interstate commerce is very, very broad. So from that standpoint, even if the Supremacy Clause and the Necessary and Proper Clause is actually our limitations on the power of Congress to legislate in the area of Second Amendment rights, the Commerce Clause could very well give them that power. Hello?
I'm listening. Were you done?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I was getting a number of calls in, I guess.
Okay.
In any event, do you have a question about any of this?
No, the problem with the H.R. 38 was it was flawed, but it was a starting point. And the problem we're having now is if it actually made it into a Senate Judiciary Committee, they're going to want to go into committee and take it and change it a little bit, and then it's going to go back to the House and everything, and they would be forced to hopefully make it better once the Senate had taken it up. That would be my hope anyway. But that's the problem, is that it's sort of imperfect, and which is sort of what you're alluding to, right?
Well, it's definitely imperfect. But the point is, would we be better to have this imperfect bill at this point rather than not? And I guess the bottom line to all the arguments about the clauses and whether Congress can regulate in the area of fundamental rights or not, and to what extent it can, assuming it can regulate at all, the fact is we have so many anti-gun laws on the books. I think we need a pro-Second Amendment law, and this would be the one to provide that at this late state of the game. And quite frankly, with the Democrats coming in with a majority on January 3rd, 2019, if we did have such a law, it would probably be their first order of business to attempt to repeal it. But at any rate, the important thing is that we should have a debate, and we really, really don't. The only debate we have is there's no debate at all. It's simply talking points that you hear on the media and that you hear and you see in the newspapers and that you hear from all the Democratic Party leadership as to the need for common sense gun laws and restraints on cop killing bullets and so-called military weapons like assault weapons. When it's clear what they really want to do is just whittle away the Second Amendment to eventually it's nugatory. It simply has no teeth. Because if you put more and more bans on more and more kinds of firearms, and you broaden the category of individuals not permitted to own and possess firearms, and you put more and more restrictions on those few people that can own and possess firearms, you're left essentially with a thing of a right, which is not really a right at all. simply a privilege that's bestowed on a few and watched very closely by government.
Well, that, yeah, I know that, I know which way the left, because the left is not against guns. They're just against you having a gun. They like guns. They think the guns would be a good thing. Although I do want you to look at one thing for next week, if you can, to go along with, I want your answer to this, because this is a matter of conjecture for me. The EU, which is pushing around other member states to impose more gun regulations, now they're wanting to have an army. Right? Macron and Merkel are talking about having an army.
But
they don't want to have an air force. And you can't actually have a military without an air force. And my postulation is that they want to have an army to fight Europeans. Because like we just saw with this gas tax in France. They rioted when they started imposing their little edict there to push on climate change and everything else. So I want you to look at that and tell me if that's what you see for us, if the left was able to push what they want to push for us as we get ready to run out of time here. But that's your homework, Roger. I want your analyses on that one.
I'll work at it. I'll definitely work at it.
And in the meantime, while the fight goes on, the fight will never end. It'll be here long after Roger's gone and Steven's gone and I'm gone. The fight will go on. We didn't start the fire. We just try to tend to it. There you go. Guys, we're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. We'll do it again next week. ArmlessQuarrel.com, Ammoland.com, TruthAboutGuns.com. Go check them out. Hour number two. Yep. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.